100X Small Cap Solana Altcoin.
This project just inked an official partnership with the UFC, making this the most undervalued altcoin on Solana.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a small cap altcoin on the Solana blockchain that has inked some insane partnerships and is seriously undervalued.
We're talking about an official partnership with one of the most well-respected, most watched sporting platforms out there, the UFC. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And with when we talk about the roadmap and the catalysts that are to come, this looks like one of the most undervalued altcoins on Solana with a tiny market cap of like, what, 20 mil?
Yeah.
It's bro, crazy. If you're looking for a gem, this is the one, because you don't have to deal with Ethereum gas fees because it's on Solana.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about a lot of Solana altcoins on this show because, as you know, we're not huge meme coin guys. But when we started doing research into projects, like legitimate projects on the Solana blockchain, ones that people can get in using Phantom wallets, super easy, low gas fees, all that kind of stuff, we started to see that there are legitimate projects that we think are extremely undervalued. Obviously, none of this is financial advice. We're just saying we personally think it's undervalued, and we personally have a bag of this project, which we're talking about today. Now, if you've been watching this show, you know that we really like certain narratives because it kind of hits home with us. This one, as you just mentioned, they just inked an official partnership with the UFC, and they're on their way to becoming an absolute authority in the intersection of sports, betting, gambling, and crypto.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a perfect fit, right? We've alluded to this before when we talk about Rollbit and how easy it is for a connection to be made where people like to gamble. You know, you're already picking different altcoins. Why not pick some of, you know, your favorite fighters or your favorite athletes, right? Mm. But then be able to have some sort of social engagement as well, which I think is going to be a real kicker.
Yeah, for sure.
And to that point about Rollbit and, you know, one of the other platforms, Stake.com, massive. These are huge, huge titans out there in the gambling, GambleFi world. Stake.com, they do $2.6 billion in revenue. Rollbit is one of the fastest growing crypto sports betting casinos out there. This project is using the same infrastructure as both of those platforms. Mm. So the user experience and UI is going to be sleek.
Yeah, I always loved Rollbit, and I still use Rollbit to this day because it's a great platform. It's easy. It's well built. So to see that this small cap altcoin on Solana is using the same infrastructure, so it's going to be just as sleek, if not better, because it's newer. And then when you look at market cap comparison, right? So Rollbit is on Ethereum, the Rollbit token in the platform. Market cap around 400 billion.
400 million.
400 million, sorry, yeah. 400 million. This one, you could call this the Rollbit of Solana, right?
I would say.
So it's going to be even faster, easier to get, and the market cap's 20 million, and it's newer, and the official partnership with the UFC. Now, a couple of things about why we're continually so bullish on gambling and sports betting and crypto. It's such an easy narrative, right? So here's a couple of figures. Listen to this. There were 15,000 transactions per second for bets on the Super Bowl a few months ago.
Okay.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The reason why, and I read a bit of an article about why sports betting is really taking over, as you start to see sports betting is now so prevalent when you watch sports. They're showing you the odds live in game. It's kind of moved away from, it used to be all about like single game betting. Now it's like you can bet on how many hits is a person going to get, how many points are they going to score, because it's so much more profitable for the sports bettors. And as like TV ads, because people are streaming, TV ads don't pay what they used to. That's why sports leagues are embracing betting, because the money is now coming. They're replacing the TV ad money with betting money.
Right.
So this is here to stay. We're seeing a exponential rise of sports betting across the world. Projections say the market value could be over $200 billion within a few years. Currently, it's like $40
billion. Yeah.
Every month, it seems, different states, different countries, everyone's legalizing it. And then when you look at crypto, it's a degen's paradise. People are gambling, buying meme coins. There's just such an easy confluence between gambling and crypto, and this project is sitting at the middle of it, and with their partnerships, I would not fade them.
Yeah, I saw like one of these charts that came out recently and how much people are spending on like lottery tickets and stuff like that. And it's I think it's because people are so broke right now and they don't see any other way out. So what are they doing? They're taking, you know, they're gambling on, you know, the next meme coin on Solana. They're picking the next altcoin on Ethereum. They're buying lottery tickets in hope of winning. So when you look at, you know, where all the degens are on Solana, you look at where the world is at, you look at the projected growth revenue for sports betting applications, that puts this project in the perfect spot. And maybe that's why they have backers like Wayne Rooney and Alexander Ovechkin and a few other massive names are going to drive this to the top.
Yeah, for sure. So before I reveal the name of this project, I just want to talk about why we potentially it's so undervalued right now.
Yeah.
Because I've known about this project for a few years now. What they're doing right now is going through a massive pivot. So they came out, and again, I liked it because this project didn't just arrive on the scene.
Yeah, it's been around for a
while. Twitter wasn't created last month, and the website wasn't registered yesterday. This project has been building for years.
Yeah.
Years. So they started out, they came out during the NFT bull run in like 2021 or something. So they started out as a sports platform. They were doing NFTs for players, for teams, all that kind of stuff. And that was super hot at the time.
Like Chili's almost?
Kind of like Chili's, yeah. But now they've seen what the real opportunity is, and that is sports betting. So they're in the middle of a massive pivot, and they are just now about to launch their own crypto sports book and casino. And they've just announced their partnership, official partner of the UFC. So the name of the project that we're talking about today is Block Asset. The ticker is Block, B-L-O-K, and it's on Solana.
Yeah, no, it's a huge one. When you factor in the fact that this will have a social sports book, you have a reward store, media streaming hub, and fantasy sports all built into one application. Mm. We discussed Rollbit and its massive market cap of around $400 million. Then you have Block, and it's sitting at $20 million. Rollbit doesn't have the same star power behind it to continue bringing in new users. So Rollbit has brought a lot of crypto native individuals. If you know crypto, you're on Rollbit. But what happens now that you have Wayne Rooney, Alexander Ovechkin, Conor McGregor's media company pushing this? This is a platform that sees millions upon, it's seen like combined following amongst all their ambassadors is almost 200 million. Followers.
Yeah. Huge.
Think about how this is going to drive users to the platform now and keep bringing people. So it's bringing like real world people who have already this affinity in this establishment. Like, you know, if I see one of my favorite NFL players on TV, I'm like, man, I love this guy.
Yeah.
When I have him talking about Block, I'm going to be more inclined to jump in if I've already only been a Web2 guy, right? If I've only been using like a Bet365 or something like that.
Yep.
So I think that this star power is really going to be driving people to this platform.
And that's why the partnership with the UFC, which was just announced, I think maybe yesterday or something, is such a big deal, because this is a 3-year deal that Block Asset has inked with the UFC. And that means exposure on the octagon. We're talking about millions and millions of global viewers now seeing the Block Asset brand on the octagon. We're talking about the Block Asset brand being worn by fighters.
Yeah, Alex Pereira, he's the newly crowned lightweight light heavyweight champion of the UFC. He's wearing Block Asset.
Wearing Block Asset. They're building an official HQ in Las Vegas, which is the hub for UFC, where people are going to be able to come, interact with the fighters, the athletes, do all kinds of brand engagement stuff, and it's all going to be Block Asset stuff.
Yeah.
So we can't really drive home how important and groundbreaking for a small cap altcoin on Solana to be officially partnering with the UFC for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's why we're saying, look, this is an early stage opportunity.
Yeah. When you look at the product team as well, they have combined over 100 years of experience working with already like well-established billion-dollar companies like Bet365, Caesars Sportsbook. So taking on this Web2 application knowledge, bring it to Web3, we had the fan experience with these high prolific athletes on Solana with cheap gas fees and a partnership with the UFC, small cap gem.
And going back to Rollbit and the Rollbit comparison, now I did say, obviously, I do like the Rollbit platform, but one thing that we found, you know, personally, we are sports bettors. We love our sports. The sports betting part of Rollbit,
it
could be better, right? Yeah. You can tell that they just kind of, it's there.
Yeah.
It's not their focus.
Casino.
Yeah, like when you try to find, you know, if you're looking for a basketball game, you know, say, you know, Raptors, Bulls, if you go to the basketball, it's showing you like Serbian basketball and Russian basketball. It's not ordered correctly. They don't really know where you are and what game should be, you know. You can tell that sports betting is not their focus, but sports betting is a massive market. And Block Asset, while it is their Block Bets platform, is a casino as well. Sports betting is going to be a main focus here. And I think that's going to prove to be a huge differentiator. And it's going to bring a lot of people from Rollbit into Block Bets. And another thing they're doing, which I think is going to be a great way to onboard and capture new customers, is the Block 6 picks thing. So it's like, it's free to play. Making picks, whether you're picking games or picking players like fantasy sports, and you earn crypto.
Right.
You earn Block. It's as simple as that. And, you know, we talked about this earlier, and it's like a good point. The first time you get into crypto, the first crypto tokens you get in your wallet, you kind of remember those, right? So if you're, say, a sports bettor who's never used crypto before, and you're like, oh, this Block asset thing, I'm already making sports picks. I can download this Block, this thing, and make a few picks, and I get this Block coin, and it's worth however much it's worth. Like, oh, now I'm in crypto. So not only are they onboarding new crypto or new like Web2 investors or sports bettors into crypto and getting them onto the Block thing, they're going to be able to poach different people from crypto by offering free Block tokens for making picks.
Yeah.
So I think the strategy here, in alignment with all of these athletes and the leagues they're partnered with, Block Asset could be ready to make a huge dent in the Solana, DGEN, sports betting, everything ecosystem.
Yeah, the athlete, influencer, growth model they have, I can see billions of dollars flowing through through Block.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really can.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, the sports betting thing is huge, this huge pivot, the launch of Block Bets, UFC partnership, this is all great. But that's not everything that Block Asset has going on. Like, there's this blue sky investment opportunity. If you really dig deep into what Block Asset is doing, they're building like this next generation of crypto sports networks,
right?
So you kind of alluded to it earlier where you said there's going to be different ways to engage with the fans, with the leagues, with the players. And then you talk about this whole tokenization of assets narrative, right? There's so many assets in sports that can be tokenized, whether it's jerseys or highlights. Like we've seen highlights be sold with NFTs before, right?
Yeah.
Brand assets, players are their own businesses now, right? With the rise of social media.
Sure.
So they have all these assets that they can engage with the fans for. And I think Block Asset is uniquely positioned. And I think, again, being on Solana helps because this is where a lot of new investors are being onboarded in. Ethereum gas fees are just too expensive. So you're going to see all these new people come into Solana. They say, oh, there's this cheap, easy to use, sports betting, casino, gambling. It's all fun. I think they're going to be able to just absolutely get possibly millions of people onto their platform. And we've seen it's a proven playbook. Rollbit did it. It works. Stake.com, it works. But they're not on Solana.
Yeah.
Block asset, first mover.
Nor do they have the star power backing it. Yeah, mm-hmm. They really don't. So, I don't know. This is a platform that I see. I like the pivot. I like the fact they've been around for a while now. They've been building. They're an established brand where they already have hundreds of millions of viewer impressions online on social media between their YouTube, their Instagram, their Twitter account, all these things.
Yeah.
Plus all the athletes, man. Sky's the limit for this one.
Yeah, we really like Block Asset. As you mentioned, not financial advice. We both hold a bag of this project. I think this is going to be a long-term winner on Solana as the GambleFi narrative kind of takes hold. They're just doing everything right. So, yeah, look, if you have any questions about Block Asset or the whole GambleFi narrative, if there's any other projects on Solana you want us to check out, let us know in the comments.
Then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.